Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The third baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Baker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up towards third. Klimchuk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baker. Hermann reaches second base with a double. McGraw moves to third. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hermann fields it and throws to first for the out. Horton moves to second. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan bunts towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horlan for the out. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardinal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 1 in the game. Klimchuk hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klimchuk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baker. Melton reaches second base with a double. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knupp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horton for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knupp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klimchuk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-1 in the game. Noop hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Leon moves to second. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tiant bunts towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Leon moves to third. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Herman for a passed ball. Leon scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardinal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardinal. The throw from Herman and he is safe. Cardinal steals second. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-2 in the game. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0-for-0 in the game. Horland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klimchuk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Tiant scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Bradford reaches second base with a double. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-2 in the game. Knoop is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berry is walked intentionally. Joe Horlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing second base. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tiant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-3 in the game. Klimchuk hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlin fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bradford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clem Chalk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-3 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off McCraw, and towards Morales, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.